From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A dangerous disease spreads. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus is spreading rapidly through the Americas and could affect as many as 4 million people. That virus is seen as a possible cause of birth defects. The Syrian opposition says it will not be at talks on the situation in Syria, scheduled to begin in Geneva on Friday. The Saudi-backed group known as the High Negotiations Council said Thursday responses they received to their demands for an end to airstrikes and the lifting of a siege in Syria were not acceptable. The council did not rule out joining the talks later. Turkey's Security Council announced Thursday the Syrian Kurdish group, the PYD, and its militia have no future in Syria. Turkey has warned it could intervene militarily. Dorian Jones has more.
Turkey's National Security Council released a statement saying that along with the Syrian government of President Bashar al-Assad, the Syrian Kurdish group, the PYD, and its armed wing, the YPG, should play no role in Syria's future. Ankara accuses the PYD and YPG as offshoots of the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, which Turkish forces are currently battling both domestically and by air in Iraq. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan this month promised to eradicate the PKK from the region. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Political leaders in Somalia have agreed on a framework for holding elections this year. The framework was announced Thursday after 2 days of talks in Mogadishu. It calls for the creation of an upper house of parliament with 54 seats allocated among Somalia's states. Seats in the lower house could be allocated using a power-sharing arrangement. This is VOA News. Here's the latest on the European migrant crisis. The Netherlands, which holds the European Union presidency, is presenting a plan that would require a group of European nations to accept about 250,000 refugees coming from Turkey in exchange for sending back to Greece hundreds of thousands of migrants who have already arrived. Meanwhile, the bodies of at least 18 migrants who drowned when their boat capsized were recovered Thursday off the coast of the Greek island of Samos. Authorities say 10 people were rescued. Most of the fatalities were children. French police have arrested a man who was carrying two handguns and ammunition at a hotel in the Disneyland Paris theme park. Authorities say the man's bag triggered metal detectors at the hotel. A woman was believed to be traveling with the man, but she slipped away before she could be detained. Police said the man had papers indicating he lives in Paris and he had reservations at the hotel. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has signed trade agreements with France worth billions of dollars. The signing followed the lifting of international sanctions imposed over Iran's nuclear program. Mr. Rouhani met with French President François Hollande at the Élysée Palace. Some 20 agreements were signed in the presence of the two leaders, some of them dealing with issues of health, agriculture, and the environment. The U.S. Army general picked to lead U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan warns the security situation there is deteriorating. Lieutenant General John McNicholson told the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday terrorist groups such as Islamic State and Al-Qaeda continue to see Afghanistan as an attractive sanctuary. He warned the U.S. may need to take a more aggressive approach. A U.S. Senate panel unanimously approved tougher sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions target the North's nuclear program, cyber activities, and violations of human rights. Thursday's voice vote by the Foreign Relations Committee came several weeks after North Korea claimed it tested a hydrogen nuclear bomb. Seven U.S. Republican presidential candidates are set to debate again Thursday. The party's leading contender, Donald Trump, is holding firm that he will boycott the event. Trump is protesting the inclusion of a debate moderator he contends has treated him unfairly. The nearly month-long standoff between authorities and a group of occupiers at a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon appears to be winding down. Eight of the land use protesters were arrested Wednesday. One member of the group was said to have resisted arrest and was killed by authorities. Group leader Ammon Bundy appealed for the remaining occupiers to leave the refuge. Authorities say all those arrested will be charged with conspiracy to impede officers of the United States from their official duties. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.